This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 2nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Tariff deadline day. Ag chairs to meet on farm bill and public health groups slam HHS layoffs. White House says Liberation Day tariffs could take immediate effect. President Donald Trump is set to unveil the largest tariff announcement of his presidency today and what he has dubbed Liberation Day in America. But those hoping for some runway to prepare for new duties may be disappointed. The White House says the new tariffs will come into play immediately. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said yesterday, "My understanding is that the tariff announcement will come tomorrow. They will be effective immediately. An immediate application will likely rankle some of the ag sector. Industries have been calling for delays to adjust to any new duties, but the administration will be spared any real-time stock market reaction as the announcement is slated for 4 o'clock Eastern after the market closes. But exactly what the duties will look like is still unclear and may have still been up in the air as late as yesterday afternoon, according to the Wall Street Journal. However, Leavitt told reporters earlier in the day that the president had settled on a path forward. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee Monday night. Senator John Cornyn of Texas told AgriPulse that the secretary briefly raised the tariff plans in that meeting. "My understanding is reciprocity is the principle," Cornyn said. GOP ag leaders to meet on farm bill and reconciliation. Chairs of the Senate and the House Agriculture Committees, John Bozeman of Arkansas and Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, set to meet today. The two will discuss farm bill and potentially moving provisions into the budget reconciliation process. Bozeman told reporters yesterday, "I want to sit down and again just see where we're at and what we feel like the best path forward is, recognizing that our farmers are in desperate need of help." Bozeman said they'll discuss potentially moving Title I provisions of the Farm Bill into reconciliation and other Farm Bill policy. RFK Jr. faces backlash over layoffs. Reductions in force at the Department of Health and Human Services have prompted harsh criticism from an array of public health groups and former officials. HHS wasn't saying anything publicly, but plenty of others were. The Food and Drug Administration, as we've noted, is finished. That the word of former FDA Commissioner Robert Califf in speaking on LinkedIn. He lamented the loss of deep institutional knowledge and collective understanding of product development and safety. He added that, quote, "It will be interesting to hear from the new leadership how they plan to put Humpty Dumpty back together again." Industry sources told AgriPulse the cuts in FDA were extensive. One person noted that the only person left in the director's office at the Center for Veterinary Medicine is the director herself, Tracy Forfa. Wall Street Journal reported that FDA lead bird flu veterinarian was fired. What's next? Well, Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who said Kennedy had promised to keep him in the loop about his plans, scheduled a hearing on cuts at the FDA. Last week, RFK Jr. short-term cuts of 10,000 were planned, including 3,500 at FDA. But a Senate ally of HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sees positives of the cuts. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas said, quote, "I think the commitment is to make sure that we keep the mission-critical positions. At the end of the day, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and HHS will be much better and much more efficient." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Oil and biofuel groups show unified front on biofuel volumes. A coalition of oil, biofuel, and farm groups met with the EPA yesterday to present a united front in asking for higher advanced biofuel volumes for 2026. A source familiar with the talk says the coalition recommended bio-based diesel volume obligations, 5.25 billion gallons, and a 15 billion gallon differential for ethanol. The joint recommendation is a sharp contrast from the first Trump administration, when oil and biofuel groups often clashed over the renewable fuel standard. It is unclear exactly when the EPA may propose RVOs for 2026. Sources familiar with the talk said the agency wants to move quickly and finalize those volumes by November 1. You can read more about this coalition in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. Groups seek funding boost for USDA research arm. 60 agricultural, academic, and food organizations are asking the House and Senate Appropriation Committees for a funding boost for the Agricultural Research Service. In a letter to leaders of House and Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittees, the groups are requesting $1.87 billion for the ARS salaries and expenses. That's 5% increase from the FY 2025 levels. This level of funding will ensure that ARS can respond effectively to new plant and animal pests and diseases, weather and environmental stresses, and food safety and nutrition security concerns, the groups write. The National Corn Growers Association, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, the National Association of Wheat Growers, and the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition are among the signatories. Members appoint new Ag Negotiations Chair at WTO. Pakistan's ambassador to the World Trade Organization, Ali Sarfraz Hussein, will chair ongoing agriculture negotiations. Members approved his appointment at a WTO Committee on Agriculture meeting yesterday. Why it matters? Well, WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has said she wants agriculture to be a central focus of the organization's ministerial conference next year. Members are looking for a path forward in talks on rules governing food procurement, domestic support, export restrictions, and market access, among other issues. Here's today's final word. There will be no farm bill if SNAP is gutted. The long-standing coalition of farm country and nutrition folks that worked together to get a farm bill will be fractured beyond repair. The Republican Aggies know this, but they're too scared to stand up to their leadership. That House Agriculture Committee member Jim McGovern of Massachusetts. Yesterday, McGovern and House Ag Committee Representative Chantel Brown of Ohio, Johanna Hayes of Connecticut, introducing the Hunger Free Futures Act. The bill aims to prevent changes to SNAP that could cut benefits. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 2nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Harry Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Alley.